Montana State University Billings welcomes you to this internet broadcast of Yellow Jacket Sports.
And welcome to the Yellow Jacket Coaches Show. Ken Adelblue talking with the head coach for the Montana State Billings baseball team, Chris Brown. Hard to believe, but man, the regular season is coming to a close this weekend as Montana State Billings gets set to take on Western Oregon in a doubleheader on Thursday and Friday at Dealer Park. Should make mention, though, of course, they are coming off a four games against a non-conference opponent, Bemidji State. Split those four games. Chris, let's just get that out of the way. How'd you all do?
Well, we came out game one and we're pretty flat. We battled, had a chance to close it off in the seventh inning and weren't able to do that and got the split the first day. And real proud of the way the guys bounced back after tough loss. Those ones are always tough ones to come back and have a good game the second game. And then on Sunday we showed up, played really well on senior day and won the first game, and then weren't able to make it happen in the second game. But, you know, all in all, I was real proud of the guys. In 9 years, that's the best senior day I've ever had as far as focus and effort and just guys going out there and not letting it really affect them. And that's always a real tough day. It's an emotional day. And you know, for us, it was kind of, you know, you weren't sure if that was going to be their last games or not just because of the situation over at Western, and it turns out that it's not going to be. But you know, in their minds, you know that had to creep in, and you know that maybe these are possibly our last games. And you do those pregame ceremonies for the seniors, and it's tough. I remember when I did mine, and I remember thinking to myself, "Boy, am I glad I threw yesterday and didn't have to throw today." And you know, our seniors responded real well and went out and played two good ball games.
Yeah, if people aren't aware of the situation, Western Oregon, they were actually supposed to have the Great Northwest Athletic Conference Outdoor Track and Field Championships last week. They actually didn't postpone them. They canceled them because of the swine flu pandemic. But I understand that, you know, despite some kind of iffy moments, the games are going on as scheduled.
Yeah, we found out yesterday afternoon, Monday at about it was about 4:30 here that I got the phone call from Jeremiah saying that they're on and they're leaving as scheduled, and the games were a go. So that was a relief, just because you know, our guys deserve to play one more time together. But you know, also we want to finish the season at home, and we are looking forward to having them to town.
Yeah, Bemidji State, you know, non-conference opponent, and boy, a little bit of everything in these games. You lose the first game 9-5, win the second game 7-3. Obviously, again, when you take a look at the offense, you were able to score some runs. And then the third game, we got to see a pretty good pitcher's duel in a 3-2 win, lose the last game 7-5. So, again, offensively, you had some nice moments and obviously got some good pitching performances as well.
Definitely, and I think, you know, it got us going ready for this weekend and you know, got a lot of guys playing time. Like I said, you know, before, we're a little banged up, so we've had to have some guys step up, and we got to get them you know, going again, and we got a couple guys back. You know, Levi and Joe were both back and had good weekends, so that boded well, and I think guys are chomping at the bit to play Western this weekend.
Yellow Jacket Coaches Show is brought to you by Alpha Graphics, Stella's Kitchen and Bakery, Clock Tower Inn, Ortho Montana, Denny Menholt, Farmers Insurance Group, First Interstate Bank, SignPro, Perkins, Rimrock Stages, GM Petroleum Distributors, St. Vincent Healthcare, and Jackets and Company. Some honors for the Montana State Billings baseball team. We'll be talking about that coming up on the second part of the Coaches Show.
Bring it home. The Billings Gazette offers Billings and the surrounding area sports fans more coverage on local and national sports, news, and information than any other source. The Gazette works hard to deliver updates and breaking news, both in print and on BillingsGazette.com 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Don't miss a single day. Call 657-1298 today to subscribe.
And welcome back to the Yellow Jacket Coaches Show. Ken Adelblue talking with the head coach for the Montana State Billings baseball team, Chris Brown. You know, we've talked a lot about it over the course of this year. Probably don't talk about it enough because sometimes we forget that these are student athletes. And three individuals from Montana State Billings have been named to the Great Northwest Athletic Conference Baseball Academic All-Conference Team. Infielder Matt Schoonover, he's a repeat honoree from last season, and also senior pitcher Steve Scott and Levi Johnson. And again, from a coach's standpoint, obviously you bring them here to play baseball, but boy, it's got to be a great feeling from your standpoint to see these gentlemen excelling in the classroom as well.
Definitely, and it takes a lot, man. I think that the other thing that's kind of forgotten, besides the fact that they are students first and then athletes, is the time commitment that they put in. And you know, these guys are not only you know, going to school on a full time basis and practicing, but you know, they've got to do fundraising stuff. They've got to do other things, and a lot of these guys are working jobs, and you know, they're putting in 70, 80, 90 hour weeks and doing as well as they do academically. You know, that something that we're real proud of them, and it's definitely a feather in their cap, and it bodes well. And you know, those three guys are all very good students, obviously, and they take care of business. But you know, they're all upperclassmen. You know, all three of them are seniors academically. Matt's still got another year left, but you know, they're not gen ed classes that they're doing well in. They're doing well in their upper division stuff, and that says a lot. And you know, and another side note, we have 12 guys with over a 3.0, so we had 9 guys just miss out on the cutoff. So you know, all in all, our team does pretty well in the classroom, and you know, obviously I'd like them to all be 4.0s and all conference guys, but it just doesn't work that way. And I think as a whole, our guys have a good balance between you know, what they do on the field and what they do off the field in the classroom.
Let's talk a little bit about that, because I think that's an important thing. We can talk a little bit about it, you know, when we kind of do our season wrap-up. But from a coach's standpoint, I think some kids think if they can just go out and play great ball, you know, they're going to be getting scholarships. But when you take a look at a recruit, academic is something, particularly at the Division II level, that you look very strongly at. So parents, if you're listening, or if you've got kids listening right now, that is something that's a very, very important quality to have if you're looking at going to a college program.
Can't play if you're not eligible, and that's one of the first things we ask, and it puts a lot of you know, potential student athletes and parents off when the first question you ask them is to look at their high school transcripts or their junior college transcripts. And you know, the first and foremost, they've got to be strong academically. There's a bunch of guys out there that are very good athletically, but they don't do well academically, and you don't hear of them because they aren't able to make it. And that's one of the positives of NCAA sports, is that, you know, we hold a pretty high standard for guys to achieve academically before they can do anything athletically, and we really emphasize that to our guys. And you know, the fall for them is a busy time, and a lot of them load up then, but you know, nothing's easy. And then, you know, geez, in the spring it gets tough, boy. You know, we've done a lot to reduce the number of travel days. You know, the first 2 years of our program, we were gone. Oh, geez, Ken, the first year I think we spent 26 or 28 mm-hmm. nights in hotels. It was ridiculous. And, you know, the second year got a little bit better, but it was still, you know, 22, 24 nights in hotels. And that's a lot. And this year, you know, I think we missed 12 class days, and that's including, you know, Fridays, which most of the guys are able to structure their schedule, so they didn't have much on Fridays. So, you know, they didn't miss as much school, but it's a lot. And then, you know, you're playing home games and or a lot of times we're playing Saturday, Sunday series. We're getting home 3, 4, 5, 6 in the morning, and then they got to go to class at 8 in the morning. So for those guys to do what they're able to do academically, you know, real proud of them, and I think that shows that there's a commitment there from them.
Well, good job with your schedule. At least you got a cupcake coming in on the last weekend, Western Oregon. 8 straight GNAC conferences, obviously as good as advertised.
They're a solid ball club, man. They're fun to watch. You know, last year they had a couple wow guys, and this year they don't have those one or two wow guys in their lineup, but they're steady Eddie top to bottom and on the mound. Everybody they run out there throws strikes and throws hard and mixes it up. So they're about as consistent of a ball club as you can play, and we're looking forward to playing them. We know we can compete against them, and we're ready to go.
Yeah, I think, you know, and I certainly think that we like to think that players get up for every game, but certainly some games have maybe a bigger emphasis than others. And, you know, if you can't get up for this weekend, being the last weekend of the regular season and against the top team in the GNAC Conference, I don't suspect you can get up for anything.
No, exactly. And, you know, our guys kind of have, you know, a little bitter taste in their mouth from when we went to their place. They kicked us pretty good that first day. It was 16-9 and then 16-0, and we didn't play well. You know, we hadn't been outside for about a week and a half, hadn't seen live hitting for that week and a half, and didn't play well, and it showed. And then the next day we bounced back, and you know, we lost the first game 5-2, but it was a good ball game. It was tied for most of it, and each team had the lead for a little bit. And then the second game of day two, we lost 2-1 in extra innings on a real close play. And we proved to ourselves that we can compete with those guys. And I think that, you know, for our seniors, it's a good way to go out and kind of make a statement and, you know, kind of put a an exclamation point on their careers here. You know, they've got a chance to set the school record for wins and finish above 500. So there's still a little bit of pride things on the line, and our guys are definitely up for it.
Yellow Jacket Coaches Show brought to you by Alpha Graphics, Stella's Kitchen and Bakery, Clock Tower Inn, Ortho Montana, Denny Minholt, Farmers Insurance Group, First Interstate Bank, SignPro, Perkins, Rimrock Stages, GM Petroleum Distributors, St. Vincent Healthcare, and Jackets and Company. We'll be back with the third segment of the Coaches Show right after this.
Who hot?
What's hot?
Who hot?
Who hot?
That's right. Who hot, the exciting Mongolian grill concept that's conquering the nation, and Billings will not be spared.
Mongolian grill?
Who hot Mongolian grill has over 50 fresh meats, vegetables, noodles grilled before your very eyes. Choose from 12 specialty sauces or create your own. From simple soy to super hot Kung Pao Yao. Grab a bowl and load up. Repeat as necessary.
Who hot Mongolian grill? King Avenue West, Billings.
Where hunger meets its destiny.
Welcome back to the Yellow Jacket Coaches Show. Ken Adelblue talking with Chris Brown, the head coach of the Montana State Billings baseball team, as they get set to host Western Oregon this Thursday and Friday at Dealer Park. I facetiously said at least you've got a cupcake to end up the season. Western Oregon again already clinched the GNAC, 8 consecutive conference championships for them. I assume when you take on a team like Western Oregon, and we've talked about it before, you know, even with some of those teams that might be, you know, in the lower part of the GNAC standings, you know, you can't afford a lot of second and third opportunities with batters. You know, when you have an opportunity, you can't give extra outs and things of that nature. But I would imagine, particularly against a team like Western Oregon, there's just really no room for error.
No, and that's, you hit the nail on the head there. You know, they're a team that when you make a mistake, they make you pay. And when and if they do make a mistake, you have to take advantage of it and return the favor, so to speak. And you just got to be consistent. You got to make all the routine plays, make a couple spectacular ones here and there, and get productive at-bats. You know, you can't waste at-bats. You can't waste innings. And more often than not, against them, you know, in an at-bat, you're going to see one good pitch, and that's it, and you got to be ready to hit. So, you know, our guys definitely have shown that they're capable of doing that. And, you know, like I said, they're looking forward to playing these guys and kind of asserting themselves at the top of the conference and clinching second place.
Yeah, when we take a look at this Western Oregon and we take a look at what they've accomplished this season and we take a look at what you've done this year, I mean, obviously it's been a very successful season in a lot of ways for you, certainly a lot more positives than negatives. You know, St. Martin's has been a bit of a trouble spot for you, and of course, Western Oregon. You take a look at that, though, you really have entrenched yourself as one of the better teams in the GNAC this year. That's a big step for the program.
Definitely, and you know, we did that the second year in the Heartland, and then last year was a lot of new experiences for us, and it was a different type of baseball. You know, I kind of have said before, we went from the National League to the American League, and you know, we didn't transition as well as we'd have liked last year, but our guys have really stepped up this year and asserted themselves to be one of the top teams in the conference, and you know, for that matter, in the region. You know, for quite a while, we were seventh or eighth in the region, and that says something. It's a darn good region, and you know, our guys have done a lot to elevate the program and kind of set the tone for years to come.
What's been the biggest, I don't know if the surprise is the right word, but one of the more pleasant things that have come out in this season in terms of the accomplishments that you've put together?
Just the way that the guys have kind of meshed. You know, it was a lot of new faces this year, and that's always a challenge. And you know, not that they were all strangers, but, you know, none of them were good buddies either. They knew somebody that, you know, was friends with another guy, and they maybe played against each other in Legion Ball, and that was about it. But real proud of the way that they've come together and as fast as they did. That was a pleasant surprise. And, you know, obviously we've had some individuals step up and have not only good seasons, but good games or good series. And, you know, as a whole, just real, not necessarily surprised with anything. I think that we've done what we know we could accomplish. But, you know, that being said, we've had a couple opportunities during the season where, you know, we've been down. We, you know, had a bad series or have bad string of games, and they very easily could have quit and put their tail between their legs and just kind of gave up, and they didn't. They kept plugging along and turned it around and kept everything on an even keel. So real proud of them for doing that.
You've already talked about it a little bit, but let's talk about it a little more. Talk about the seniors, because obviously this, you know, it's a big weekend for everybody, but particularly for the seniors. You know, for a lot of these guys, it'll be the last competitive ball they play. I mean, it's just a fact of life in college ball. You're typically always saying goodbye to somebody, and I know it's not an easy thing for a coach, but obviously this is a very special group for you.
This group of seniors is a group that I'll remember for a long time, just because of not only who they are off the field. We got a couple characters, but you know, who they are on the field. You know, they went through some trials and tribulations last year, and they all stuck around, man. They stuck it out and wanted to come back and kind of right the ship, so to speak, and they were able to do that. And I think that you know, as a whole, that speaks volumes about their character and what they'll be capable of, you know, from here on out in their lives as they go out in the real world and kind of experience that side of it. And you know, every year, you know, like you said, you're turning seniors over, and every year until this year, there's always one or two guys that you just kind of shake your head and you know, geez, what is that kid gonna do when he actually has some responsibility?
Yeah, don't let the door hit
you on
the way out, that sort of thing, yeah.
And you know, well, not even that, but just, you know, hey, what's this kid gonna do when someone's not there to make sure he gets up for class, and someone, you know, his roommate's not there to make him get up for class or practice or all those things? And we don't really have any of those guys this year. I think all those guys are ready to go in the real world and will be successful in whatever endeavor they choose. And I say that with the utmost honesty that, you know, every year we've had guys like that. You just kind of wonder and hope that they're going to be all right. And this group of guys, I know they're going to be all right. I know they're going to go out and be, you know, good citizens and good husbands and good fathers and just good people and upstanding members of their communities. And that says a lot for the program. You know, that probably above and beyond anything else is the most important thing, that they're able to go out and lead, you know, productive lives and be successful in everything that they choose. So real proud of those guys, and I know that we'll have some successful alumni out there.
I don't want to just backtrack a little bit, because we've already kind of discussed it, but obviously you got to bring your A game. But what are you really looking for this weekend?
Just put our best baseball together, and you know, we know that in order to play at their level and play up to what our expectations are, we've got to go out and bring our A game and just be consistent. And you know, and when we do have a miscue or a mistake, that it's got to be one and that's it. And you know, really reduce the number of opportunities that we give them, and just do what we know we're capable of and play our best baseball. This is kind of the culmination of a year-long effort. And you know, at that point in time, you want to be playing your best baseball, and I know that's what our guys want, and that's what we expect from them. So looking forward to it, and it's a good way to go out.
Thursday, what time did the game start?
3 o'clock.
And then Friday it'll be at 1 o'clock at Dealer Park.
Yes, sir.
Okay, Yellow Jacket Coach, a show brought to you by Alpha Graphics, Stella's Kitchen and Bakery, Clock Tower Inn, Ortho Montana, Denny Menholt Farmers Insurance Group, First Interstate Bank, Sign Pro, Perkins, Rimrock Stages, GM Petroleum Distributors, St. Vincent Healthcare and Jackets and Company. Chris Brown, congratulations on a great year so far, and looking forward to some great baseball this week against Western Oregon.
Thanks, Ken.
Yellow Jacket Coach, a show. Thanks, everyone.
The Yellow Jackets and Montana State University thank you for logging on and listening to Yellow Jacket Sports.